I'm ecstatic. Over 1,500 knives being handed in. The final count's not in yet. That's potentially 1,500 lives, if not more. One knife has the potential to kill more than one person, so it's a good thing.
When you look at the kind of array of weapons as well, I mean, some of them are quite scary looking.
Yeah, every one of them are scary looking, even the kitchen knives. But there's one that sticks out to me. I don't know if you're going to get a photograph of it later. It's got serrated edges. Oh, I can't even describe it. You have to take a picture. You have to look at it yourself. It's just danger. It's just death waiting to happen.
Why do you think someone would have one of those?
Credence, credit on the streets, you know, impressing people. But the only person that's going to get impressed is yourself when the judge impresses a life sentence on you for killing someone with it.
I mean, the fact that that person, whoever owned that weapon, has taken advantage of the knife amnesty, the message is getting through, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. As you can see there, that's just a few of the knives, and there's a whole cell full of knives, I'll have you know. Over 1,500 knives in one bin. There's over 200 knives, I believe. It's just good that everybody's handed knives in, and it's not just knives been handed in, axes have been handed in, swords have been handed in. Even hammers and baseball bats, every weapon that comes off the street is potential life saved.
Obviously, you're playing a massive part in getting that message out there. That's where the key is now, isn't it, the education side of things?
Yeah, because if you educate, people will know. They'll have an informed choice of what's right and wrong. There needs to be more people and more organisations like myself and my team. But we're doing a good job. It's not just me as a whole getting a message across. It's a collaborative thing, me, my team, the police, raising aspirations, yourselves by publicising it on the radio, you know, radio stations, local radio stations. It goes on. I am ecstatic.
What do you think about the sculpture that's going to be made at the end of all this?
It's going to be an amazing thing, isn't it? We just need to get to keep it in Manchester, you know, because I've lost a lot of friends to knife crime, and it's in memory of everybody who's lost their life to knife crime, but me personally, it's going to have an effect on me because some of my friends are going to be remembered through that sculpture.
Like you say, it's going to be a constant reminder, isn't it, as well? People will see it and it keeps that message going.
Yeah, constant reminder. And we just need to get it in Manchester. And just because the police amnesty bin and knife thing stopped, there's still ways you can, if you've got concerns, you can still ways you can hand in knives if you phone 101 or even go to the police station. As long as it's wrapped up and all that, there won't be no questions asked, you know. So the amnesty has stopped, but you can still dispose of knives safely.